I can see it there. Let's start again. It is slightly important. You'll see why in a moment. So, my question was, how do you feel about the resurrection of Jesus from the dead? Maybe you're amazed and astonished. You think it's wonderful, represented by one of these, an exclamation mark. Maybe you've got lots of questions. The more you think about it, the more questions you actually have, represented by that question mark. Or maybe you think Jesus' death was the end. His resurrection is nonsense. It's completely unbelievable, represented by that full stop. I wonder which of those best represents you this morning. Jesus' followers found themselves feeling all of those things after he died. Initially, the women found the stone moved and the tomb empty, and they wondered what had happened. They had questions. Then the angels appeared to them and told them that Jesus had risen. And they came back from the tomb and told the others what they'd seen and heard. But the others didn't believe them. Their words seemed like nonsense to them. They must have thought that the women were crazy with grief and lack of sleep to be saying such things. They'd witnessed him dying after all. Wrong way. There we go. But Peter was left wondering. So he decided to investigate further. And he went to the tomb to see for himself. Now, you've just glimpsed that I have a quiz for you, but it only really works if you're quite small. So if there aren't many people who are quite small, then you're going to have to pretend. But I can see Eden. Eden, I think you're going to be perfect at this. Is there anybody else who can help Eden in this quiz, or is Eden alone? Is there anybody else? Jamie. Poor Jamie. You're not that small, Jamie. Eden's coming. Anybody else? We've got some more people up there. Okay, are you ready? Are you ready, Eden? Oh, I have to keep working out which way we're going. There we go. Right. You need to identify the animal from the close-up. So this is an easy one, of course. Is this an easy one, Eden?
It's like a burnt cloth.
Oh, okay. I thought this was an easy one. I take it back.
Is it a cow?
Oh, well done, Jamie. We have a cow. Okay. Let's try another one. I can see some people up there who might be able to help me. Charlotte, can you see the next one? Oh, this is quite hard.
It's a cat.
Eden thinks it's a cat. What does anybody else think? Any other suggestions from the balcony? You can shout. Oh, we've got a suggestion of a hamster.
Hamster.
Squirrel.
A squirrel.
I don't know.
It's not a squirrel. There we go. It was a hamster. Well done. Okay. Ready for the next one? Okay.
Ow!
It's an owl.
That was Eden's.
Eden, well done. It's an owl. Does anybody know what sort of an owl? Do you know what sort
barn
of an owl?
Barn owl.
It's not a barn owl, but good guess. Anybody else?
Long-eared owl.
A what owl?
Long-eared owl.
Ah. Or is it an eagle owl? I don't know the difference. Is it an eagle owl or is it a long-eared owl? I was going to say an eagle owl, but I stand corrected. It may be a long-eared owl. Right. What do we think this one is?
Ginger cat.
Ooh, identified by the colour as well. I like it.
Yeah, I think it's a cat as well.
Everybody in agreement about that one? Yeah, Charlotte, you agree with that one? Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's a kitten, in fact. Oh. Okay. Now what do we think?
Fish.
A fish? Mmm, Could be a fish, not a fish. It could be a fish. Any suggestions in the balcony? I've got somebody shouting rabbit. Rabbit.
A rabbit.
We think rabbit. Okay, and it is a rabbit. Well done. Okay.
Oh, parrot. Definitely parrot.
Definitely a parrot. Given away by the colours. A dancing parrot, in fact, in this case. Right, a bit harder now.
Mouse.
Oh, no,
definitely
not harder
mouse.
At all. We've got votes for a mouse from the front. Any votes for anything else?
The beating me to it, you do.
A bat, did somebody say? Oh, a chinchilla. Yes, chinchilla. It could be, you see. It could be a chinchilla. It's not, actually. It is a mouse. Very good, Eden.
Gruffalo.
What's this one?
It's a big Gruffalo.
It's a Gruffalo. Wow. Does everybody here know what a Gruffalo is?
Yes.
Eden knows. Well, lots of people do. I think there are some that don't. I think we're going to have to tell them all about a Gruffalo, Eden. Thank you. Well done. Jamie is going to give us great detail about the anatomy of a Gruffalo afterwards.
It has a wart on its nose.
Thank you.
On its nose.
Yeah. Well done. You can sit down. That was great. Thank you very much for your help. Well, I don't know how many of you are familiar with the story of the Gruffalo, but it is a Gruffalo. This is a Gruffalo, if you don't know. And the story takes place in the woods. And the star of the story is the mouse. There he is. And the mouse meets some hungry animals in the forest who are very keen to eat him for their lunch. Oh dear. The first animal he meets is a fox, a hungry-looking fox. But in order to avoid being eaten, the mouse tells the fox that he is about to meet a Gruffalo, a huge, scary creature with terrible tusks, terrible claws, and terrible teeth in his terrible jaws. The mouse also happens to mention that the Gruffalo loves to eat roasted fox. The fox is frightened and flees. Mouse also meets an owl and a snake, and he scares them off in the same way. He tells them all about this huge, fierce Gruffalo, and they run away. And Mouse is feeling very pleased with himself, you can see here, when all of a sudden he runs in to a Gruffalo. He realizes that the Gruffalo is real. You can imagine how shocked he is. The amazing thing is that the mouse thinks that all these creatures are being gullible for believing in the Gruffalo, but it turns out that the Gruffalo was real after all. Well, I come back to that original question. Where are you this morning in relation to the resurrection? Sometimes when we think about the disciples or about people who lived around the time of Jesus, we can fall into thinking that they easily believed things, that they were easily taken in because they lived in a less scientifically and technologically advanced age than we do. But the Bible tells us that the disciples found it really hard to believe that Jesus had risen from the dead. In fact, to start with, they didn't even believe it at all. They thought that the women were making things up, like the mouse in the tale. They only truly believed it when they encountered the risen Jesus for themselves. The disciples moved from the full stop to the question mark to the exclamation mark. This morning, if you would say that your feelings about Jesus' resurrection are best represented by that exclamation mark, then I wonder what effect that's having in your life. Are you really living as somebody who knows that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead? It transformed the lives of Jesus' first disciples. They went from despair and fear to risking everything to tell other people the good news. Do you remember Peter's words from our first reading? He praised God that he had given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus and into an inheritance that can never perish or spoil or fade. When you know that Jesus Christ has conquered death, then it changes your perspective on what's important now. You live in the light of eternity. Instead of that close-up focus on just one part of the picture, the here and now, you get to see the whole, the bigger picture, just like in that animal quiz earlier. Well, if your feelings are best represented by that question mark, then I wonder what you're going to do about that. Are you going to investigate further, like Peter did on that first Easter morning? It's really good to ask questions. If Jesus rose from the dead, then that has massive implications for every single one of us, for the whole world. It matters. It's changed the world forever. It deserves to be taken seriously and to be properly investigated. I believe, along with millions of others, along with many of you here this morning, that there is reliable evidence on which our Christian faith is based. So ask your questions, investigate, because it stands up to scrutiny. We'd love to help you here if you'd like us to. Do talk to Sandy or myself. Well, finally, if your feelings are best represented by that full stop this morning, then can I say that that is a really tough place to be? Because if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then death is the end for each one of us. There is no hope in the face of our present struggles and pain. Of course, we each have to reach our own conclusion. But please, please be sure that you have fully investigated the evidence in order to reach your conclusion. I want to encourage you this morning to discover that rather than Jesus' death being a full stop, being the end, it is actually a new beginning that is open to each one of us.
Thank you, Liz. We're going to sing as we move towards communion in our service. And we're going to sing, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross on which the Prince of Glory died."